Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231, as we launch here into the third hour of the program tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can take control of the airwaves. That is why we call it Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. And please join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on the website, and we give it all away. So freetalklive.com, enjoy it on us. Let's go to your phone calls. Corby's in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Corby.
Hey, guys. On Saturday night, you had a caller that said he had smoked marijuana for 20 years. He said he was a marijuana addict or something like that.
Yep, he said
and
that.
Which is kind of like some of the movies laugh at, you know, where they talk about when you're at the rehab meeting, you're in here for marijuana. You know, you ever gone down to your dealer for marijuana? Or,
boo,
you know,
this man. Yeah. Boo.
Sorry. If that was inappropriate.
Dave Chappelle.
Anyway, but he talked about, he says he did it for 20 years, and then he quit for 20 years, so it probably puts him at least his mid-50s. So, mm-hmm. So I imagine many people, that the drug is not that bad in itself, but he lived through 20 years of daily, and nighttime abuse, and then 20 years of sobriety, which to me is a quitter, but it's his choice. I respect his sobriety, Luckily, he didn't get busted once, or he would be, like, I had to explain a marijuana conviction from 14 years ago when I got a job. I'm 40 now. I had two of,
really?
Stuff sticks with you. Like, credit stuff goes away after 7 years, but they even asked me about the, and when I was 17, I still had them. I was considered an adult in Texas, so that stuff stays with you for life.
Amazing.
You can't, unless you, it's kind of, really sad that, luckily he decided to quit, but I think he's kind of being hypocritical that now he wants to have been telling everybody else, oh, you shouldn't do it, it's so bad,
Well, it's a typical mindset of, well, my way is the best way, and everyone else's experience should be similar to mine, and so do as I say, or else. And it's
and
just
then the fact that he wanted alcohol to be illegal, not just, or knew something he did, but he wanted alcohol to stay legal, to me it's like, how hypocritical can you be, whatever I do now is okay, but other people are bad.
That guy was very, very confused, and it showed when everybody else that was calling in after it was just befuddled by the words coming out of his mouth.
Well, it's so rare that you can actually find somebody who is truly straight edge, somebody who absolutely does no mood altering or consciousness altering chemicals at all. I mean, even when I was out, we've got these daily cannabis celebrations happening here at 420. I don't know if they're going to wind down anytime soon or whatever. I haven't actually been to the last couple, but I think they're still going. And at one of them, there were some protesters that showed up to protest the cannabis celebration. And so I went out and I had a chat with them. I actually made a, because they were out there a couple hours before the cannabis celebration. They basically stood on the side of the road for several hours. I went out there and had a chat with them for about 20 minutes and basically ascertained that they're caffeine addicts. So they're okay with drinking caffeine. In fact, they had their cups of coffee with them right there. One of them admitted to being addicted to caffeine. But that's okay in their mind because it's all right how caffeine modifies one's body chemistry, but it's wrong how marijuana or cannabis modifies one's body chemistry. I mean, it's just so ludicrous. You can't find hardly anybody who can actually say, I don't do nicotine, caffeine, alcohol, marijuana, or anything else.
Even if you did, would they have the right to tell me that I can't?
No.
But they have the right, because I don't, marijuana is not my particular drug of choice, but I can tell you, caffeine is. I use it every single day.
No, they would not have that right, but they would certainly try to tell you that.
And
you're immoral, Mark.
I can drink three beers, and I'm in pretty good shape. If I drink three Diet Cokes, you won't ever speak to me again. I mean, I literally come unglued. I have some kind of sensitivity to caffeine. Mm. So the fact is that caffeine, which is legal, is for me more mind and mood altering than beer or weed or anything else like that.
Well, the biggest thing to me is if they really want to keep, like when I was 14 years old, I could get every drug I wanted in my smoking area. I could get cocaine and pot, acid, X. Really, there wasn't anything I couldn't get except for alcohol. I had to find somebody 21. I mean, if they really wanted to keep the kids off drugs, they would require ID. It's just so crazy that if they want to, make keep it illegal, they must be, all these people, police would be out of work is why they don't do it, I guess. So the jails would be empty. You know.
That much is true. The jails would be significantly at a lower volume of prisoners than they currently are today. No doubt about it. In fact, there was a situation just the other day here in Keene, just yesterday, where one of the Free Staters, one of the liberty activists here, was involved in helping catch a real criminal, a man that was robbing a pharmacy for pills. But the point of fact is that guy would not have had to have likely have robbed that pharmacy if there weren't a prescription process, if they didn't have all of these governmental restrictions surrounding the acquisition of those pills. I mean, if Percocet or hydrocodone-based products were available over the counter to where you could just walk into any Walgreens and buy as many as you wanted, and there were lots of competition to where you could very easily acquire these products, and there'd be a lot of competition, so lower prices, then you wouldn't have to steal, you wouldn't have to rob, you wouldn't have to go through the processes that these guys do. They could just go and get their pills.
Well, it's not acceptable that they do that, but the fact is that, you know, some of these drugs are so addictive, and some of these people have such addictive personalities that they will do very bad things in order to get them. Those things aren't acceptable.
Yeah.
But really, the question is, do you want people put in that position where they have to make those decisions that, you know, they're willing to hurt people to get what they feel they need?
Corby, any other thoughts for us tonight?
Well, one last thing on Google News right now, down at the bottom, there's an article on medical marijuana is an insult to our intelligence. But all the comments are the really funny part, because everybody talks about it's obviously written by a pro-pharmaceutical guy, because he's like marijuana is less bad than it used to be, but it's not. He actually made a comment that it's not even FDA tested like other drugs. It's a plant, you know. I mean, come on, who would write this article? A reporter supposedly wrote it, but if you can't, you know, why does all the comments talk about that it's a, you know, plant that's been around since humans have been around, and yet we need the FDA tested now.
And there's not a single reported death from marijuana, the use of marijuana. There may be some people that have smoked marijuana and done dumb stuff, and I'm certain that those people exist. However, there's never been a death from marijuana, but they still need FDA approval? Yeah, that makes sense.
Thanks for the call tonight.
I've done daily testing for 26 years, and I'm going to test it again tomorrow. It's insane to me, but anyway, thanks for the call.
Thank you for the time. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, a little bit of good news came out yesterday, and I don't know how seriously to take it. It's Obama talking about how he's going to stop the medical marijuana raids from happening. And as you read, Mark,
I consider it good news.
The quote, well, I'll consider it good news when they actually stop the raids. I'm not going to get my hopes up and believe what they're saying, because Obama said to the U.S. attorneys that it would be a good idea to not continue doing the raids. He didn't order them to stop. He didn't say, this is a, you know, executive order.
This is your leader speaking.
Right. You are directed to not do this anymore.
It is their leader.
Right. As the head of the executive branch, the DEA being a portion of the executive branch, he would be very easily able to just say, no, you're not doing
this. Your butt will be looking for a job tomorrow if you go out, if you break one state law.
Instead, it was, no, here's a suggestion for you. I don't think that you should do this anymore.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm not going to get my hopes up, but maybe it will really actually stop. Maybe they'll stop doing the federal medical marijuana raids. And I certainly didn't expect to see this story out of the union leader from up here in New Hampshire, where the U.S. attorney for New Hampshire, so the federal bureaucrat that is the U.S. attorney in the state of New Hampshire, has said that he will not prosecute people who are using small amounts of marijuana for pain or to improve their appetite. And then the article goes on to get into detail about that. But I think that seems like good news. I mean, that's him actually saying, I'm not going to do something. That's a little bit better than please don't. And, of course, then again, I would ask the question of how many times has the U.S. attorney actually prosecuted somebody for possession of marijuana? It doesn't seem to me that the feds are really going after possession cases. They're not doing sting operations. They're not busting somebody for a joint at the federal level. So I don't really know how much this means, but I think it could be something that could help sway some of the elected people to possibly voting in favor of medical marijuana if they don't think that the federal government's going to interfere.
Yeah, I think they see the writing on the wall. They know that this is bound to happen, that the public support is really turning against them, and they are standing in the way. So this is how they can gracefully kind of tiptoe back to the side of the people.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. If they just start doing the right thing, then they won't hear from me anymore on this issue. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Features including, by the way, the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided with the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch today. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's where I get the daily dispatch, and it's where I get most of my show prep from.
Coming up, Mark, I want you to tell us about what happens when a cop rams his cruiser into a little boy and kills the little boy. We'll find out what the consequences were for the cop in that case here in a little bit. But first, we go to the email box from Mike. He says, guys, I'm a new listener and really enjoy the discussions. I have a friend that thinks he's a libertarian, and we've had plenty of great talks ourselves. I'm socially liberal and economically conservative. Here are a few of my most recent thoughts. I'm waging a war to regain the true meaning of the word liberal with a few of my friends.
Good luck.
Yeah. Would you agree that being a libertarian is equal to being a flat-out liberal? My libertarian friend runs away from the word liberal at every turn, but using an unbiased definition to apply anything liberally, including thought, is to apply it without regulation. As I see it, simply put, a conservative is somebody that worries about the result of unregulated thought, people, and processes. Conservatives have historically regulated freedoms away to create or avoid a perceived or real result. While economic regulation is to me created to protect us from previously experienced real corporate threats, social regulation looks to close down borders or exile gays based on perceived threats. Oh, before I go on, I'd just like to correct him. Economic regulation isn't created to protect you from corporate threats. It's an illusion. And I know that we've addressed this a million times, but since he's new, regulations are really something that corporations enjoy. They like regulations because, yeah, it does increase their costs, and that means they have to hire a few more lawyers to, you know, handle whatever the regulatory...
But that doesn't bother them because it keeps the competition out of business.
Exactly.
You know, somebody coming up and competing with them.
The newbies.
Yeah.
Yeah, the
and that's what they want to keep out of.
And the regulations on the industry that they serve will create job opportunities, new products that will meet the reporting requirements, or, you know, whatever it is that they have to, the hoops that they have to jump through. Vendors will create products to meet those needs.
Right. So the illusion is that regulations protect you from unscrupulous business, but in the point of fact is regulations actually allow those unscrupulous business people to control the mechanisms of government for their interests, in favor of their business. That's the truth. We can get into detail on it some other time. But so he goes on. He says, either way, they're both conservative views, right? And wouldn't you make your libertarian deregulatory views, wouldn't that make your libertarian deregulatory views liberal? Isn't free market theory a neoliberal creation? Well, the answer is that, yes, libertarianism in its classic form, and when I say that, I mean is the old school libertarianism of the idea of libertarianism is that you don't aggress against your neighbors, that you don't advocate the use of force or aggression to achieve your goals in life. And that is also known as a classical liberal. So I guess way back in the day, before the current definition of liberal came about, the old original definition was indeed a very, very libertarian definition. So he is correct about that. Whether you can regain the
right
term liberal is a whole other story.
Right. This is a crusade to regain the term liberal as a hobby. And I think,
as he said, it's really more of a discussion between him and some friends.
Right.
There's no other way you're going to be able to achieve anything.
I think it's going to be a fruitless one. And I'm of the opinion that your time could be spent far, far, far better by using terms that people understand today. For instance, the term villain, in its archaic usage, refers to somebody of low means. I dare you to go to the ghetto and start calling people villains. You're not going to, you know, there's no reason to use the archaic of a word when there's a current word that means the same thing. Confuse the crap out of people. Have them to create biases in their minds before you have a chance to tear those biases
down.
You know, why? What's the point?
Yeah, what's your reward for rescuing the word liberal?
Yeah, I think it's more important to ask what does that mean to the person and let them try and define it and realize that they're just taking, you know, what everybody's told them they've always been. Oh, my parents were a liberal, so therefore I must be liberal. Or they don't really know what it means. They don't really know where it drills into, and when it comes to actually doing things, What does that mean? What does that term make up?
Well, liberal basically these days in the United States means socialist, but, you know, I...
Well, liberal can mean to somebody that stylizes themselves as a conservative, and whatever that means, that's a whole other issue. But to somebody that's like a Rush Limbaugh listener, Kool-Aid drinker, kind of conservative, whatever Rush says goes, anybody who's not like them is a liberal.
That much is true.
Even if it's meaningless. I mean, the term liberal and conservative don't really have a real meaning because they mean something slightly different to everybody that's
right.
using
and if,
them.
And if Rasmussen calls you up on the phone to do a poll... Do you really want to answer the question that you are a liberal to them? Because I'll tell you, when you get the multiple choice question, are you conservative, moderate, or liberal, they're not going to assume that when you talk to the college kid who's taking your information, you explain to him in detail what a classical liberal is, they're not going to write that stuff down. They're just going to say liberal.
I heard a lot from very smart people in the corporate world. They would tell me that they are socially liberal and fiscally conservative.
Mm-hmm.
So they want all the big government programs and healthcare and all of these rights and so forth, and the government doing all these things to help the poor people. They just don't want to pay for it. They want a balanced budget at the same time. And I don't even think they really think about these things and really understand.
Well, being socially liberal is and fiscally conservative is another way to put the concept of libertarianism.
Right, but that's socially liberal would mean that I think that it's okay for gay people to get married in the church of their choice, or to
marijuana,
people to be able to gamble if that's what they wish to do, or to smoke marijuana.
Own your own body, yeah.
These social issues. When you're talking about big government programs, they may be fiscally conservative in the part that they like low taxes. However, they aren't fiscally conservative in the part in the idea that they want the government to stay the heck out of growing programs. What they are is low tax, high spend liberals.
So he's got more here. I don't think that, Mike, you're going to have success at rescuing the term liberal in the same way that I don't want to try to rescue the term libertarian. I'll still use it just because out of old habit these days, but I don't really identify myself with that anymore because so many people have come under the big tent of the libertarian label now. It's just gotten very, very large to where people that I would never have qualified as libertarian are calling themselves it. And since those folks have decided to start adopting that label for themselves, I've decided to junk it and move on. For me to try to fight to win back the term libertarian would again be as fruitless, if not slightly less fruitless, than trying to win back liberal.
I feel disingenuous if somebody asks, are you a libertarian, to tell them no. I basically have to say, well, I don't like that term for myself, but yes.
At one time, I would have described myself that way, is how I would answer that. But now I describe myself as a voluntarist. We'll get more from Mike here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA. The Better Business Bureau is made in the USA and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free, including the updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just send out an update just a few hours ago, actually. Updates.freetalklive.com is the way to get on the list for free. We announced our brand new affiliate, which we'll be saying hello to on Saturday night. I got a brand new station in Anniston, Alabama, WDNG down there. So that's one of those things you'll find out if you're on the updates list. You'll get the latest at updates.freetalklive.com.
The newest graphic novel just out from Big Head Press is Odysseus the Rebel. And man, it's not your daddy's Odyssey. This Odysseus defies the ancient gods with every fiber of his being and an unyielding hunger for personal freedom. Get it now for $12.95 from your local comic shop or amazon.freetalklive.com. That's Odysseus the Rebel.
All right, 800-259-9231. We're in the midst of an email from a relatively new listener. He's got some questions for us, so we will continue. He says, it's Mike, he says, I've just finished the podcast where you've discussed the gold-silver standard. Your discussion left me with some important questions. You mentioned that people in your area have traded in silver recently. Somebody bought a gun with silver, you said. Wouldn't this transaction have to be converted to dollars if done today? I don't really understand that question. He says, I mean,
you mean converted, like, in the person's mind to dollars? I think that's,
yeah,
you know, probably,
maybe.
Yes, if I were selling a gun, I would know what that gun is worth in my mind,
right,
in dollars, and I would then know what silver is worth in dollars,
right,
and I would then decide how much silver I would be willing to trade for the gun, and I would do all that figuring in dollars, but you don't have to convert anything into dollars in order to do it.
He says, I mean, an ounce of silver has a conversion factor to dollars.
Okay.
And since you actually put a question mark there, and since you can buy silver for this fixed amount, doesn't the dollar's value directly fluctuate with the value of silver? Yes. I think that's what he's asking. Does the dollar's value fluctuate with the value of silver?
Well, the value of an ounce of silver fluctuates on a daily basis.
Right, based on the value of the amount of silver that's out there, and there's still a lot of different factors that roll into the
price
of silver.
But what you're calling a dollar is not, in fact, a dollar. A dollar is a term for a measurement of silver at one point, too. So you have to remember that all this is
about, now you're talking about winning back the term dollar from what it used to be.
Well, this guy likes archaic terms. Yeah. Might as well throw it out there. Take a look. It's from the Dutch.
So, yes, the value of silver does fluctuate on a daily basis, and it's valued, at least in our society, in Federal Reserve notes. So that's all true. He goes on to ask, how is any of this different from a silver-backed currency? He says, I get it. In a closed economic system, I just have a hard time believing that the guy selling the gun didn't convert the weight of the other guy's silver to its dollar equivalent. Yeah, he probably did.
Why does that matter?
He's new to this, I guess.
Okay.
I understand your issue with the Fed printing of money. I understand inflation. But how would you regulate the exploration for new silver? Wouldn't a large...
Well, come on. The exploration of new silver is your concern when it comes to inflation? The Federal Reserve printed 9 times as many dollars as they printed the year before last year. There's never going to be an issue of inflation with silver compared to the fiat currency that we have today.
I think what he's pointing out, though, is the fact that the change in the price of silver from day to day doesn't match up exactly with the dollar and inflation of prices of the items that you would buy in dollars.
Silver's also a commodity, certainly.
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be some inequality there, and it's tough to do a kind of one-for-one comparison. That may be where he's getting stuck.
He says, how would you regulate the exploration for new silver? Wouldn't a large discovery also cause inflation? Creating a new system
discovery cost, yes, sure, but it's not near the problem of people, rich, powerful men who control the world's economic system, printing money at their leisure in order to reward their friends and punish their enemies, and being able to fight wars and do whatever they want to do. Yes, it's the idea of a huge silver vein is certainly it would inflate the currency, but remember, somebody had to invest time and sweat and energy and money. And yeah. Getting that silver vein,
and
so
miners down there, and
right. So you're talking a tiny fragment of the problem that we currently have. Yes, it would inflate the currency, but we have inflation now, and the marketplace can handle a certain level of inflation. The problem is inflation in the manner that it's being done today, for the benefit of the people that control the monetary system. That's the real problem.
And also, he's talking about speculative inflation, right? I mean, we know, like you're saying, Mark, we know we have inflation today. We know the Federal Reserve can just print out as much money and increment numbers, and they don't even have to print it. They can just increment numbers in a computer system.
They don't even spend the money on the paper and the ink. They just enter numbers
computer
into a computer.
Yeah.
So we know we have inflation today, and we know it's tremendous, and it's going to just keep getting worse. But what he's talking about is speculative. Like, well, what if somebody finds a big mine of silver that's heretofore been untapped? Okay, it's possible. Sure, it's possible. But remember, you've also got checks in a truly value-backed currency system. The checks are, well, there are other options. There are other alternatives. And maybe you've decided to invest in gold or something else that is also scarce. And just because you find new silver, imagine for a moment that you are the person who owns the mine, that you have never found anything in this mine. Finally, your guys dig deep enough and they find this huge cache of silver down there. What are you going to do with that? Are you just going to loose it all out into the economy at one quick, in one fell swoop? No, likely not, unless you've been wanting to buy something that you, for whatever reason, couldn't afford
as a Learjet.
As a silver miner. I mean, you're going to have some capital in the first place to run a mining operation. And wouldn't it make more sense to just kind of trickle that money out? Because then, silver would still have its value. I mean, the whole idea that you could come across a cache of silver that large to really have a significant effect on the price of silver is pretty ludicrous, first and foremost. Well, but if you did, wouldn't it make more sense to just kind of trickle it out and buy things slowly? That way you can benefit without inflating the money supply all at once. Whereas the government prints out all the money and it just sends it over to its buddies in industry, right, and it starts trickling down into the economy. So they spend it all
what,
at once.
What if the people who ran the banks printed money for their own purposes in order to give their money, give money to their friends in the military industrial complex, fight wars at a whim, buy up auto manufacturers to control the marketplace, to tell insurance companies and drug companies how it is that they can do business. Oh, wait.
Oh, that's today.
We do that today.
We don't, but they do.
It's really worrying about a problem that is minuscule in comparison to the one that we have today.
Yeah, absolutely. So I hope we've answered the question. He says, that leads me to what I was just listening to. How isn't voluntarism communism? What is the currency in voluntarism? We better start with the first question. How isn't voluntarism or voluntarism communism? Anyone want to field that?
I'm not a voluntarist.
Basically, a voluntarist believes that all interactions should be voluntary in nature. If somebody's coming and taking the produce of my labor or the things that I own and giving them back and redistributing my wealth to other folks, that's not voluntary.
Well, if they have your permission, then and communism isn't inherently a violent system. It's just an idea about how to distribute things and how wealth should be distributed. So if you can get people to engage in communistic behavior on a voluntary basis, the two aren't necessarily incompatible. But his question is, how isn't voluntarism communism? Suggesting that voluntarism to him sounds like communism. At least that's the impression I'm getting from that question. Voluntarism doesn't say anything about economic order. It doesn't say anything about that. It's just a statement about human beings and how they should interact with one another.
Well, communism doesn't exist anywhere and never will.
No, it doesn't exist as a system.
It is heaven.
Well, wait a minute. Communism doesn't exist as a system over a large swath of property. But
sure. My wife and I live in a communistic system that sometimes I violate. By and large, you don't have communism over any real land mass
Correct.
Area because you simply can't. It's not possible. Communism's heaven. What you have is socialism that claims that it wants to evolve into communism, but it never will.
But voluntarism isn't a statement about economics. It's just a statement about how humans should interact on a voluntary basis with one another, which means that if you want to join a commune, you can join a commune. But if you want to stay out of communes and you want to just live on your own property and do your own thing and invest capital and whatever the hell it is you want to do, you can do that too. More coming up. Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code radio and receive a limited time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want, even in these remaining moments. Enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, and all we ask for is your voluntary assistance. You can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. That's one great way to help the show out. We'll get a percentage of your purchase if you start your shopping through that link. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Also, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations. I mentioned that we've got a brand new station in Alabama that's coming to pick up our Saturday show. They started us over the weekend. What I like to do is confirm that it's actually working before I officially announce it, so I did confirm that today. But I had sent down some satellite hardware to those guys to help get them on board, and that satellite hardware was paid for by the Free Talk Live AMP program. So listeners like you, and maybe you are one of the amplifiers, but listeners like you that give $3 a month are really instrumental in helping get this show on more radio stations and get the ideas of freedom into the ears of new people all around this country and around the world. So please join up at amp.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment that money can buy. So your business is handled as efficiently as possible. And you see their banner at freetalklive.com. That's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
All right, so I'm going to continue here with Mike's email. He's brand new to the show, and his questions reveal that he's definitely pretty new to some of these ideas. He's had questions about the idea of essentially value-backed money as opposed to the Federal Reserve notes, you know, why it is that that's so much better.
I think that it's a good rule for us to think about guys like Mike who have not listened to the show before and you know, just remember to review things.
Sure. I think we do that fairly well. Whenever an issue comes up, we recap it. And if we don't hold our feet to the fire and let us know if we messed up. But anyway, he's talking about voluntarism now, which is something that I happen to be a believer in. I consider myself a voluntarist. And to me, that means that I believe that human beings should interact with one another on a completely consensual basis, on a voluntary basis. And I think that that's how most human beings interact. I think that 99% of what goes on in general between person to person is voluntary. There are exceptions to that, and those exceptions tend to be government related. Now, there are the occasional private criminals, like we were talking about earlier. Somebody robbed a store at knife point recently to get themselves some hydrocodone or Percocet or something like that. But, of course, one can point out that the only reason the robbery likely happened is because of the government's war on drugs in the first place. So the government is really one of the major sources of aggression in our world today. And if the government were to stop aggressing, if the government were to just start doing business on a voluntary basis like we do here on Free Talk Live, we can't force you to buy advertisements. We have to convince you to buying advertisements on this show.
Unlike NPR, which, you know, you're forced to pay for NPR.
We can't
I think it's great radio, but that doesn't change the fact that it's still forced.
We can't force you to join the Free Talk Live AMP program. We have to persuade you to join the Free Talk Live AMP program. So, the voluntarist position essentially says that all human relationships should be based on these sorts of interactions, voluntary interactions. And so Mike's questions are about this. He says, well, how isn't voluntarism communism? As I pointed out, voluntarism is all about humans interacting on a voluntary basis. It says nothing about how they will handle their money or what sort of economic agreements they will enter into. As long as your agreements are voluntary, they're okay by the voluntarist system. So that includes the people that want to live on a commune. I, for one, do not. I visited a commune before, and that was enough for me. But he goes on. He says, what's the currency in voluntarism?
Well, the currency is whatever people would want to voluntarily exchange between other people. I suspect that it will be the currency that has been used throughout history, and that currency is gold or silver. However, there have been some marked instances of voluntary uses of a fiat currency. Tally sticks are a great example, but they are certainly a deviation from the norm. By and large, people want to have what they have in their hands, and gold and silver are great methods.
They're universal.
Yeah, they're great methods for transferring wealth right there, on the spot. And, you know, some people may want to use banknotes where the gold or silver is, saved in banks. But, it requires people checking up to make sure that the banks aren't swindling people, too.
That's true.
And that's how we got fiat currency in the first place.
Well, but that's where competition comes in. In the absence of a government, you probably would not have a single currency that everybody uses. You would have various competing currencies that the market will figure out some way to let these, to create exchange rates between them. And one may be backed by gold and silver. Another may be backed by oil. Who knows what the commodity could be, but you'd have far better protection than anything that you can get out of a Federal Reserve that is backed by nothing.
You'd have competition in the area of currency.
Yep.
So that's the answer. What's the currency? Depends on what the market decides. And the market will likely decide on a number of things. It's like asking, what kind of jeans will everyone wear? Well, there are a lot of different kinds of jeans out there. The market has decided that there should be, skinny jeans and boyfriend jeans, and they've got all kinds of names
and
styles. I don't know. I've gone jean shopping with Julia, and there's all these different names for the different styles of jeans out there. There's so many different styles. You got the ones with the rips in them and the washed out look, and the marketplace wants a lot of different things, and it gets it generally. As long as the government is in the way with their damn fiat currency and forcing everybody to take it through legal tender laws.
I can tell you it's not married men that are worried about all the different gene styles.
Happiness, he says, this is the question right after, what is the currency in voluntarism? Happiness. How do you quantify happiness? He says, I can agree that capitalism can be a horrible system, but with the appropriate regulation/caps, at least the capitalist system puts incentives on success and innovation. Success and innovation have nothing to do with regulation. In fact, regulation prohibits success and innovation. You don't get innovation through regulation. You get a restricted marketplace.
There's all kinds of regulation. There would be also all kinds of regulation in a voluntary society, as you've said many, many times. Don't forget that there would be voluntary regulation.
I don't know if regulation's the right term for that, but it is.
Standards bodies.
Right. All these, I mean, people want to know what they're getting for their money, and organizations like Consumer Reports and Zagat's and many other bodies out there currently regulate or rate or license or whatever term you wish to use people who are in a particular industry.
The toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Now, a couple of the remaining questions are really kind of based on his misunderstanding of voluntarism, because he thought, for whatever reason, it's communism, and it's not. But I'll go ahead and read the rest of it here. He says that, where is the incentive on voluntarism and communism? These systems put incentives on existence. I volunteer to be a silver miner. The remaining three sentences just don't make sense to me. And even in the context of what he was asking before, it just doesn't make sense. You can go and mine silver if you want, but the other person has to give you a job because it's a completely voluntary relationship. In the same way that jobs are voluntary today, you go in and apply, and the business owner decides if you are worthy of, worthy applicant, and decides to give you the job. It's not that you're volunteering or you're mining silver on a voluntary basis in that it's free, in that you're volunteer labor. That's not the suggestion. And that's one of the big problems with the voluntarism term, is it's very confusing to people. He's confused for whatever reason to thinking it's communism, and I think we've clarified that it's not at all. But
right,
some people...
Well, I guess communism and if you were doing everything voluntarily...
Then that would be communal.
Then that would be communal. So I guess he's got that idea that voluntarism has to do with volunteering.
You've just made that click for me, Mark. I see where you're...
Yeah, now I'm beginning to get where he's coming from, too. I didn't get it either. No, voluntarism doesn't mean that you have to volunteer to do things.
No.
Because if you have to volunteer, it's not volunteering. Then that's just forced conscribed labor.
Well, it also,
and it doesn't mean that it requires people to volunteer to do anything. All it means is that people interact in a voluntary fashion.
Meaning
which means that
the removal of coercion.
If I wish to employ Ian to do computer work at my home, I voluntarily give him money, and he voluntarily chooses to.
We enter into agreement.
Right.
That doesn't involve coercion.
There's no government body out there that says he's not qualified. We're going to stop him, and if he doesn't stop, we're going to send our guys with guns to involuntarily drag him away. That is the difference between voluntarism and non-consensualism.
And consensualist is also a confusing term, because it could have to do with sensualism, and it can be confusing to people as well. Like, instead of people looking at the term consensualist and thinking, oh, well, that's something based on consent, they'll think it has to do with sensual and touching or something.
But
like
I would
that.
Rather people be somewhat confused about voluntarism than to use some term like
anarchist.
Anarchist.
Yeah. Voluntarism is easy to explain. It's a simple answer, and people tend to get it right away.
That's why I prefer libertarian, because people, by and large, know what it means.
No, they don't. No, they don't. I've done outreach booths, and they do not know. All right, we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing, healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Kid favorites like chicken fingers and meatballs can be loaded with fat and calories, but with a few tweaks, you can have a healthy alternative. Instead of frying chicken fingers, bake them. Use ground turkey in place of beef, and substitute frozen yogurt for ice cream. Your kids won't miss a thing. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.